Krishna Book, Canto 8, Kamsa, Chapter 35, Scene 4. Akrura accepts Kamsa's favor request. Then Kamsa called for Akrura, one of the descendants in the family of Yadu, in which Krishna was born as the son of Vasudeva. When Akrura came to see Kamsa, Kamsa very politely shook hands with Akrura and said, "My dear Akrura, actually I have no better friend than you in the Bhoja and Yadu dynasties. You are the most munificent person. So as a friend, I am begging charity from you. Actually, I have taken shelter of you exactly as King Indra takes shelter of Lord Vishnu. And so I request you to immediately go to Vrindavan and find the two boys named Krishna and Balaram. They are sons of Nanda Maharaj. Now, take this nice chariot, especially prepared for the boys, and bring them here immediately. That is my request to you. For you see, my plan is to kill these two boys. As soon as they come within the gate, there will be a giant elephant named Kumalaya Pida awaiting them. And possibly he will be able to kill Krishna and Balaram. But if somehow or other they escape, Krishna and Balaram will next meet the wrestlers and will be killed by them. That is my plan. And after killing these two boys, I shall kill Vasudev and Nanda Maharaj, who are supporters of the Vrishni and Bhoja dynasties. And I shall also kill my father, Ugrasena, and his brother, Devaka, because they are actually my enemies and hindrances to my diplomacy and politics. Thus, I shall get rid of all my enemies. Jarasandha is my father-in-law, and I have a great monkey friend named Dravida. With their help, it will be easy to kill all the kings on the surface of the world who support the demigods. This is my plan. In this way, I shall be free from all opposition, and it will be very pleasant to rule the world without obstruction. Akrura, you may know also that Shambhara, Naraka Asura, and Bana Asura are my intimate friends. And so when I begin this war against the kings who support the demigods, they will help me considerably. Surely I shall be rid of all my enemies. So please go immediately to Vrindavan and encourage the two boys, Krishna and Balaram, to come here to see the beauty of Mathura and take pleasure in the wrestling competition." After hearing this plan of Kamsa's, Akrura replied, "My dear king, your plan is very excellently made just to counteract the hindrances to your diplomatic activities. But you should maintain some discretion, or else your plans will not be fruitful. After all, man proposes, but God disposes. So we may make very great plans, but unless they are sanctioned by the supreme authority, they will fail. Everyone in this material world knows that the supernatural power is the ultimate disposer of everything. One may make a very great plan with one's fertile brain, but one must also know that he or she will become subjected to the fruits, misery and happiness. But I have nothing to say against your proposal. As a friend, I shall carry out your order and bring Krishna and Balaram here just as you desire. After instructing his friends in various ways, Kamsa retired and Nakura went to Vrindavan.
Maya stole your knowledge. She convinced you more and more that you could be the enjoyer. You could be God forevermore. So don't play with Maya, 'cause you're playing with fire. Don't play with Maya, 'cause you're playing with fire.
All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.